Welcome back to Never Settle. Today I have a fellow conscious creator, Tara Nolan. She's a conscious business consultant, but she's got a ton of courses that are launched as well. Tara, thank you for being here today on today's show.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Sarah.
We've been talking for how many years now through social media? So it's pretty opportunistic that we are finally connecting face to face in this interview. And prior to getting started with this recording, we're also sharing all of our backgrounds and histories with advertising and the creative field and what's new in Web3. So you are all up to date on all of that, which is the secondary. First is because I've been just dying to have this conversation with you. But the secondary is to be able to delve into your knowledge and expertise as a consultant, but also as a conscious brander. So tell me more. How did you get into this field? You know, what got you into branding, but then on a secondary follow-up to be more sustainable and more conscious around it?
Yeah, great question. I love the path of everyone. It's always so interesting to hear. And so I started in advertising and media. Actually, scratch advertising, media, because they're very different. So I always was attracted to that kind of Mad Men. Oh my gosh, you get to be this creative person and come up with this idea to sell something. That was so cool, right? You know, it's like you pick out the music for the track and all these creative elements coming together. I didn't understand that there was a difference at the time between advertising and media. And there's a very big difference. And so I started at WPP as a media planner. And that was really a great place to start because you understand full omni-channel planning and communications as all the different channels fit together and what you need to do to construct a proper media plan where the creative, the advertising is actually then put to reach the consumer, right? So that's where I started out. And like I said, it was a great place to start. And I continued on the media path for a while, ended up going back to school for my MBA, actually, which took me to Europe, which is a whole other story we can maybe get into later. And then when I graduated and came back to America, I started actually on the advertising side at this point. So more so that creative side of things. And then the agency, as the general industry of communications evolved, the industry became more integrated. And so I had both the background of creative and media working together, which in my opinion is really the best type of shop when you have different minds thinking in different ways to produce the right kinds of strategy for clients. And it was in 2016, I believe, when I was working at a global company, again, integrated, but had really strong creative and strategy roots, some of the best talent I actually ever worked with. And we got a brief from our LATAM region, and it was actually a government brief from Colombia. And they said, help us figure out how to end civil unrest and war. Wow. And that to me was the moment where I said, we're doing work like that. We get to actually have a say in not only creating these creative ideas, but ones that could actually bring a country to peace. Like, wow, we're not in Kansas anymore. That is really deep and interesting stuff. And it made me very proud. And, you know, in full transparency, I didn't have a role from a creative perspective on how these campaigns developed. But from a comms perspective, I was very involved in getting some of the word out on what we were doing. And that meant, you know, press placements on CBS News and all these kind of main channels that were really interested in the story of how advertising was being used for good. And it was at that time when I said, yeah, this is definitely the lane I want to be in. Like, this is where I want to put my effort. And I didn't really know what that looked like at the time for me. But I knew that that's how I wanted to operate in this capacity.
How do you define sustainability and conscious creation then?
Another good question. I think it's continually evolving. I think sustainability is obviously just one of those big umbrella terms. And I always reference the global goals, right? There's so much. So when you look at the 17 global goals, the SDGs, that is the ultimate framework, I think, that we're, you know, lucky to have as a guide, but it's simply just a guide. And it's a great starting place for an individual or a business that wants to dig into what sustainability looks like for them, because there's options within those 17 global goals. I don't think, and I would not suggest an individual or a company targets all of them. Ultimately, they should all work together, but it would be probably very inauthentic and also a waste of resource because you lack focus in being able to address what you can. So typically I see probably one, maybe a max five goals that a brand or an individual can say, right, these are speaking to me. I have within my operating structure or resource pool the ability to actually contribute to achieving the targets underneath global goal, you know, number five or whichever one it is. So I think when it comes to sustainability, it's really looking at where do we target? Where do we want to put our focus? How are we going to show up? And how are we going to come up with a real action plan that does that from the foundations? And it doesn't start with an ad campaign. It starts with the company doing the work that is necessary before they go out to market and start talking about it or start recruiting for, you know, support to help them achieve those goals. And I think when it comes to creators and conscious creativity, it's also looking at those goals for inspiration. And if you're an individual creator, saying what speaks to me most. And I know when we probably first connected on social years ago, I started out as a sustainable travel blogger because at the time I was taking a break from advertising. I was going on a trip and I wanted to do something with meaning, but I also wanted to do something I enjoyed. And so I looked at what are my interests? What are my skills? What's meaningful to me? And at the time I was traveling. I love to travel. I've been a 3 or 4 time expat. I forget how many times I've lived abroad. I've lived abroad a lot. And so I looked at travel and I looked at my interests and I understood the communications landscape very well. And I, more importantly, just had a curiosity to learn how to get the word out on something that I felt that was important. And at the time, it was sustainable travel and how that looks through the lens of being an eco-traveler, what it looks like to, or wellness travel, what it looks like to give back to a community, or even from the start, choosing the destination that actually needs those dollars or that currency to remain in market to support the local economy. And so when I take a step back, that's actually hitting on a few of those global goals. And so that was my, you know, journey as a creator. And I think any creator that wants to be known to be a conscious creator has to have that kind of their own personal set of ethics and that moral code of what you're doing, what how you're showing up every day, what you're saying, what you're trying to quote unquote influence people to do has to have an higher order purpose. And it's not just about selling the latest lip gloss, for example.
Well, and that brings up quite a few big topics that I just want to break down there, because like you just said, selling the latest lip gloss is pretty much like just slapping sustainable on any, yes, I'm sustainable. And it's like, what are you? So it goes back to, yes, I'm conscious, but does are you really thinking about what you're putting out there? Same. It's like, I have that inner conversation and you're absolutely correct. We originally connected through travel where you were doing sustainable travel and I was more focused on wellness travel. And then the full evolution now is like, you know, it's just, it's a lifestyle. It's not necessarily specific to, which we'll get into because I think it's important to niche down when it comes to branding, but it's also important to allow things to evolve as to what they ring true best to your own ethics and goals. Because of what you were saying too, and I resonate a lot with what you're sharing, that it's where something starts, you know, and funny enough, it's like we both start in advertising in some manner or form, media, marketing, advertising. And then we went the route of, well, we're going to do our own thing and we're going to do it in this travel world with wellness and community because we like to travel. But then, oh, it actually brings it to a bigger opportunity. So it's almost like leapfrogging from side to say what resonates. And now myself being in production on that side, you know, in front of the camera with acting and such, but also how you're switching to now saying, you know, you have a new program that's coming out called Evolve, which I want to delve deeper into, but it's really about creating conscious branding. And that's one of the things, one of the many things that you focus in coaching and then courses. Can you share a bit more on that?
Yeah, thanks. I'd love to. It's just something I felt really called to do. I've been through moments of transition before myself. I actually got fired from a job. I think it was probably 5 or 6, 7 years ago at this point. And I was really crushed for a while. It was a big blow to the ego. I felt really confused on what to do. But it was within that time that I had to really look within and figure out what my path looked like. And it wasn't an overnight job, right? But I had the opportunity of time to be able to think about it and figure it out. And that's basically when I started showing up online and saying, right, I want to start using my talents in this capacity and start talking about sustainability. Because at the time, it really wasn't a mainstream thing. There might have been some fashion brands out there that, like Reformation or Everlane, that really just started to bubble up. But there, especially from a content creator perspective, there really wasn't that many individuals showing up like that. And so I think that it's really important for people to be able to always rely on their own personal brand equity to continue on their path and build the future that they want for themselves. I think we've never been in like as dynamic of a time in the world where the work-life scenario has been completely flipped on its head. People have more choice in terms of how they want to live their lifestyles and how they want to make a living. And I think it's a little unfair for people to expect to rely on a corporate job to validate them or give them that ego boost or those creds that they think they need to do what they want to do in life. And therefore, I want to help people prepare themselves, more of a proactive approach, to be able to openly go to market and feel like, hey, like I've built my own personal brand and equity. I have something to say. It's rooted in my beliefs that have a higher order purpose. And I want to help people be able to figure that out and do it and live that life that they really want to live authentically and what's meaningful for them. And so I am launching early November. So this, I think by the time this is out, it'll probably be hopefully in progress and ongoing, but a course called Elevate. And it's really about helping people continually hone their purpose. Because like we were just saying, the world is always evolving. So you're always going to have to go back to that why, to not only root yourself in what you're doing is the right thing you should be doing at that time, but to also just ensure that you're really just adding the value that you need to add to the world. There's so much change happening all the time that knowing your purpose and continually asking yourself that is an exercise I personally do very often. So yes. You know, helping people figure that out and get really clear on that, and then giving them a game plan as to what universal purpose will help you drive your mission and help you feel like you're not serving just yourself, but you're contributing to the world in a meaningful way. All the while giving you a framework to be able to do that proactively. So you're never in a moment where you're feeling, oh shit, like I just lost my job, or I'm really eager to make a change and I have to wait for it to happen. This is about being proactive and creating those opportunities for yourself through a variety of different content, whether it be a podcast, whether it be thought leadership articles, social media. There's so many ways you can get your message out these days. So it's helping people prepare for what that looks like and coming up with a game plan so you can attract the right things.
And if we could just give, you know, I want to get into a little bit of some takeaways. So when you talk about brand equity, if you can give some definitions to some of the words, you and I speak the ad in marketing language, but for those listening who are looking to build their brands, you know, they're great at what they do, but when it comes to branding, it's a little fuzzy. If we can go into some definitions of brand equity, you know, when you talk about purpose, what's really digging deep, and then, you know, a few takeaways on if somebody's just getting started, what they can start to do.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a good question because you're right. It does mean so many different things because there's a lot of layers to it, but ultimately it is reputation. And what I think is, what are people saying about you when you're not in the room, right? What is the brand of Sarah? What is the brand of Tara? What are you known for? And that can present itself in many different ways. I mean, on the surface, of course, you know, in this social visual world, you have a look and feel like any brand, right? Maybe you have a logo, maybe you have a certain color palette, maybe you dress that color palette. Obviously, showing how you live your values as well is really key. And also just how are you using your voice for good and how are you using your talents for good? And I go back to what I referenced earlier when I had that aha moment of, wow, advertising means so much more than just pushing product. Because anyone that believes in something that has a calling to share their skill, share their mission, it's easy to do that if you take action. And so you can do that by just voicing your opinion on things, rallying people around a cause, contributing your time. You know, there's really a lot of ways that you can show up for what your values look like and share them with people and help others on that journey. So I think it's a kind of a combination of those things in the most top line way.
And then when it comes to, say, I have no idea what I'm doing, as you know, I have this idea of Live Free Warrior. Where would you start, you know, as a consultant or in Elevate where you start to break down what my why is. You can guinea pig me. What my why would be, or where do I start as far as getting my feet in the ground to say, I have this idea, but I have no idea what my brand purpose is. Where does one get started?
Yeah, asking yourself, why are you doing it? And continue to ask yourself why, until Fair you enough. Get down to the most granular thing, right? It's like, oh, why? Because I want more followers. Why? Because I think I'll have more influence. Why? Because I want to help people understand that gender equality is important. Why? Because I have a cousin that is, you know, bisexual or struggling with, okay, now we're getting somewhere. Now we're becoming a little more real and human. And we have something to run with that's authentic to you, that has a higher order purpose, that gives your brand the validation, but also rooted in truth. So I think it's just really key that you keep being honest with yourself and asking yourself those questions. And like I said, I still do very often, just to make sure I'm being honest with myself and providing something that I believe people could benefit from.
And I'll throw in honesty there. I do that all the time as well. I will say at least when I'm doing bigger projects, but even for sometimes social media posts, and I'm asking myself, is this following with my why? Is this inspiring? Right. And I love, you know, it's when people ask like, oh, what do you do? I just had this conversation yesterday with somebody in an interview. And he's a fellow person who does not like small talks. So when people ask like, so what do you do? And it's like, I'm a professional storyteller, inspiring others to live their best life. And then I just kind of sit back and wait for people to give a response. And you kind of tell where their mindset is at. You either throw them off completely, like, that's really cool. Okay. Yeah. But having that why to continuously be the inner compass and the guiding light. You know, I think you said it before about, you know, an inner true north. So I'm going to ask some questions because I know that those who are listening, thinking, and how am I going to brand myself, might ask, because I know I've been asked them before too. How important is a logo?
You know, I honestly don't think it's that important. I really don't. I think, you know, I have one. I made it myself. It's on my website. I hardly use it. I think, I think it depends as well, like where you are in your journey, right? Like I started my Instagram handle. It was The Conscious Connoisseur in 2017, because to me, I felt like because I was just starting, I needed people to understand my point of view and where I was coming from. And now that I've established who I am, I don't think I need that as much anymore. And so I just think with the logo, it's, you know, unless you're, you know, planning to create a product, like tangible products and things like that, you know, I really don't think for a creator, it's essential, but it does help. I mean, I think it's incrementally just adding to the package of you and sharpening you up as a brand as well.
But not to get caught up on it. If somebody's looking, it's not going to make their brand take off if they don't have the meat underneath it, as you were saying before.
Exactly.
So on that note too, how important is a website for someone right now? Because social is everything. So how important is a website?
I mean, I still think a website's important. I think it's, I'm sure you would agree, just kind of your portfolio and your home base of what you bring to the table. And if you are looking to diversify your content and do different types and not just kind of top of funnel stuff like YouTube shorts or TikToks that just go viral or at least have the potential to, I think having a space for a blog is obviously really key too, because you have that opportunity to create that evergreen long form content, which, you know, I really do enjoy writing when I have the time, which is never. So I think blog posts are still amazing, but it's so much more work too, because SEO and, you know, the research bit, especially when it comes to sustainability. So it's kind of just, you know, picking your battles, but wisely, and reevaluating all the time, because social is such a evolving beast.
Indeed. And it's always, there's something new coming up and different platform or such. So that actually leads into my next question. What platform, you know, there's knowing all the different platforms there are out there, you know, Insta, Facebook, TikTok, LinkedIn, web, where should someone start? How many and where?
It depends. It really depends. I mean, I think, you know, I LinkedIn, I think, has a lot of potential. But again, it depends on your journey, right? Like I have 15 plus years or so of being in the global advertising and media world, and I've got contacts all over the place, right? And so I've really have a strong network on LinkedIn. But then again, you know, maybe if you're starting out, you haven't been in the workforce that long, it might be wise to try on TikTok first. But it totally depends on your journey. But I think back to my point just a moment ago, if you're looking for that potential virality effect, I think right now it's TikTok, YouTube Shorts, Reels, I feel like is kind of slowing down in the reach game. but you have to also experiment what feels right for you as a creator and what you like to do. I mean, I am not a fan of doing a tap dance on TikTok all the time or, you know, being silly. It's just really not who I am. And I explore the things just for fun. Like the media nerd in me is like, oh, if I do this, what will happen? And this audio and that. And I just think, yeah, you're not going to stick for this long term if you are bored of doing it or tired or if it feels like work. So you have to just experiment and diversify, I think, as much as
you can. I'm with you. And just to throw in there too, that's where I started to pull away from doing so much on Instagram because I wasn't enjoying it as much and it became work. Yeah. And I thought, so what else do I really want to focus on? And if I was repurposing all the energy to put it into, you know, to creating the script that I want and to finishing the short film and to pouring my heart into acting and pulling away from some of the social, and the content will be there. It will be there and it will still happen and the work will still flow. And to what you were saying too, it's starting to do more that's on LinkedIn because it's an evolution and it's who am I going to reach with and knowing where the audience is.
And you're building
a
business, right? I mean, it's we forget, you know, creators, I think, forget. It's not just showing up on social. Like what else are you doing? Like social is just a marketing tool. Like what is the backbone of your purpose and your why and what are you actually building? And so it is definitely being an entrepreneur today is definitely all the hats and then some. But you have to focus on, again, rest as well and taking a step back. And I'm going on a Ayurvedic yoga detox thing next week.
Incredible.
And I plan to be very offline. I really need to just retreat within. I've personally been traveling a abnormal amount and it's exhausting. And I even have a friend from the sustainability world who's going into the Amazon with the Pachamama group. So he's like, I just need to do something different. I need to tune out and I'm going to go see what's happening down there and get back into Mother Nature. And, you know, who knows what stories he'll have out of that. But I think also back to being authentic and what feels right, you have to do those things differently. And, you know, so what if you miss a TikTok trend or so what, you know, who cares?
Like, so true.
Like find the next one if you feel like using it or jumping on it. You know, I think it's
so true.
Differentiating your activities and interests and being able to inevitably tell the story around that in a way that helps people.
To what you shared before, and just to wrap it all together, is from what I'm hearing, it sounds like, you know, if you cannot connect to your own self, then it's very difficult as a brand to connect to others. So getting true on that authentic inner journey and the why, as you said before, and then being able to, you know, hook the audience out as a brand. And that's exactly, just one more time to, I'll name drop it for you, for your Elevate course that's now out, that's in the description, you know, and what you work with individuals as well on a one-on-one basis is finding that voice, is finding what that brand is and being able to elevate that voice to amplify, but clearly, as opposed to being added to the chaos. So Tara, thank you for this. This was, you know, I loved it. Intention's a good word for it. Yes. Well said.
Yeah. Hopefully will be, you know, profitable for you and meaningful to the world and has that higher order universal purpose. Because I think also when you have that working for you, it drives your motivation. And as you know, as an entrepreneur, it can be sometimes a bit stifling and sometimes you feel like you're hitting a wall or you don't have, you know, you're
twice a week.
That.
Yeah. Yeah. Twice a week. Yeah. Wake up like, what the heck am I doing? Oh, yeah.
When you have you know, something like, oh, well, I'm saving children or I'm contributing to combat climate change. It's like, okay, yeah, higher order purpose. Good. Keep going. So I think that's a really key piece of it.
Very important to what you just shared is the value. You know, oftentimes we can get very focused on what the number is because, mm-hmm. you know, it's at the end of the day, we have things to pay and things to invest in, but it comes down to what value are you adding, and the money follows along with it. Because with value, you know, people pay for value, not necessarily just products. So, and brand, you know, it's why we pay or some pay for branded everything. You know, I'm looking at my laptop right now. It's branded. Why?
Yeah. I literally have made choices over yogurts, which I don't eat often, but having seen some certain brand campaigns, I was like, yes, I want to support you. I love that camp. I love that work you did. And, you know, it was a Chobani campaign actually from a couple of years ago. So they had this whole lunch and I was like, you know what? Like the way that they invested their funds to target such a higher purpose and even try and change policy, I was like, yep, I'm going to put my money there. Literally, I am buying this because I love how you're using your talents for good and your scale and resource for good. And so it's, hugely important.
I love that. I love that. All right, Tara, thank you so much for your time and expertise in personal conscious branding. And we're going to drop all of your personal links below for your website, for the Elevate course that's now live, and so much more that you have. You have a full blog with a bunch of resources as well. I just want to pin there and then to follow you over on social for some marketing adventures for what you have going on. Have a wonderful Ayurvedic retreat. And thank you so much for this. This was really fun.
Thanks, Tamara. Yeah, it was great talking to you.
And that wraps up another episode of Never Settle. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast. More conversations with entrepreneurs to level up your life.